Go. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Mitch.
How are you?
Good.
I just pressed play.
You ever?
Again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And we're recording. I'm a little rusty.
You are seriously rusty.
It's been a while.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just did a whole half hour of the show and Mitch didn't press record.
Do not exaggerate. That was just, it wasn't even a half an hour.
No, sorry. It was 2 hours.
It was like 5 minutes.
It's been a month.
It was 5 minutes of talk.
It has been a month since you've used a computer for this purpose, so fair enough, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, I've been surfing the internet, been doing a lot of Twitter, dig, delicious, all that super techno hippie stuff.
God, I don't get it.
It's the way of the future, man.
You need to show me about the future, because
I've just recently realized there are other social networks besides MySpace.
No way.
And some of them are really cool.
You have competitors? Unbelievable.
Yeah, no.
Who would have thought that would have happened?
Yeah. No, it's not competition. We can all work together
in
an open community.
Big happy family.
Yeah.
Vying for billions.
Yeah.
It's been a month. Our last show is September 10th. It's now October 14th.
October 14th.
The last debate of the elections.
Halloween's coming up.
Bush's last 100 days. Everything's falling upon us right now.
All right, let's ramp it up.
Yeah, with some
good stuff. It's the golden age with TV on the radio.
Funky.
Coming round, coming round, coming round.
So we're still recording. I guess I'm doing okay.
Thank God. Don't touch anything, Mitch. Just back away from the computer. Let her ride. So TV on the radio.
Yeah.
You blogged about them back in 2005. What's changed?
This is the third album, and they're still kind of a little bit too weird.
They're just not right in the hooks.
It's this weird thing. Yeah, exactly. Like they don't hook. They don't. It's not.
But they are groovy.
I love it. But it's like they're loaded with potential. I'm always like, oh, that could be. Oh, it's so.
But I bet you sound just like their label.
I'm just like, yeah, but it didn't really quite get me there.
Yeah, yeah. I bet you sound just like their label.
I know, right?
They're probably like, oh, shut up, Mitch. Yeah. We don't hear it. We hear it too much as it is.
I don't hear the hook. Yeah. I don't hear a single.
Yeah.
But I like it.
No, it was groovy. I'm well into it.
They're consistent, creative, if nothing else.
Bailey clearly wasn't too down with it.
Not impressed.
No. Maybe we should play Bailey another track.
Yeah, let's.
She is a good judge. If she likes it, she starts dancing.
Yeah, let's get in. This one's a little more style. There's a band called Ra Ra Riot, and I think she might be into it. So let's check it out.
Tell me what I can.
Yeah. Bailey liked that one.
Yeah.
That turned her around.
Yeah. I liked it. I was wrong. I thought they were Sub Pop, but it turns out they're V2, so they're mainstream.
So oh, really? They're who? What? Which one?
They're on V2 Records.
V2? Never heard of V2. Maybe I'm just that out of the loop. I see here they're really young. They formed in 2006, so they're doing awfully well for a band of their age, having grown up around the Syracuse area. And they're good buddies with Tokyo Police Club, another favorite of ours.
Okay, so other bands that are on V2 are Moby.
Holy moly.
Elbow.
Yeah.
Granddaddy, the Raconteurs, Stereophonics, the White Stripes.
Yeah. God.
Deuce, which we played last
week. Yeah, Days Well Massive.
Cold War Kids, the Black Crows.
Yeah. Huge.
So it's I think that's a universal label.
Hmm.
Virgin Records sold to EMI.
Certainly bigger than life.
It's EMI, basically.
Okay. Gotcha.
And I think it's EMI in the UK, and then in the US, it's like Universal. Anyways, cool band.
I feel a bit awed by your music picks today, Mitch.
Really?
Well, I feel like I need to do more work.
What do you mean?
Well, these are great things.
I'm picking mainstream stuff.
Yeah, but it's stuff I haven't heard of.
You've heard of TV on the Radio.
Well, yeah, but I've heard of them. You know, I don't really know their music very well. And
I haven't heard of yours. You've got this band called Fan Farlow.
Yeah, well, these are just happy findings as I stumble around the internet. But well, Fan Farlow is pretty good.
That's just, I mean, what do you mean?
I'd like to have a formal face-off. I feel a competition coming on because I'm a bad arm wrestler and I know you'd beat me. So this is the only way for us to have a real competition. I want to pick three tracks at the next show. You pick three tracks.
Oh, and the
users
vote.
I want to see which listener says who picked the better tracks
on an
average.
On the best average pick over all three.
Yeah, over all three.
Without saying any.
Exactly. And we can do it like, okay, here's the A picks and here's the B picks. And you have to say which ones you like, A or B.
And then they won't know whose they were.
They won't know.
So it's like our conjecture won't feed into it.
Exactly. And at the end of each track, we can be like, yes, that was good. Next track.
Vote A, B. Vote A or B.
Yeah. Let's do that. Because I want to go for a face-to-face. And you know it's going to have to be 2 out of 3, best of 7, best of 12, like 13.
I'm
after
into
that.
It.
Okay,
or
cool.
Maybe we could average it. We could that could actually be part of every show.
It should
going
be.
Going forward for the end of time.
Vote one of us off the island. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm into that for the next one if you are. A little friendly competition.
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay.
Well, so now let's play one of your tracks.
Wait, now it has to be like the best of one of my tracks after that.
Does it?
Let's do that, Fan Farlow.
But we're saving your, because you had two Halloween picks.
I have two decent Halloween picks. Go for it. So Fan Farlow is a good one following the last one.
We don't have to do those together, though. Let's do it.
Fan Farlow is a good one in terms of, the flow.
Does the audience, everyone listening, do you guys want us to play Fan Farlow?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
You've been parking your bars for the 10th time. You've been up on the roof again. So you're biding your time, but it's alright, they're coming any week now. Inside, inside your lowest belly. Give it up for one of Dan's picks, huh?
Yeah.
Take that.
It kind of reminded me of Clap Your Hands.
Oh, you'd be so right with that, too, because they list that as one of their influences.
Is that on Wikipedia? Or is that
No. This is just you know, my knowledge of the world around me. No, that was Fan Farlow. They dig on Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, and you can definitely hear it in their sound, along with Broken Social Scene and Beirut. But they're pretty cool, man. London, UK band. Might be seeing them around the way. Six piece. Yeah, they're a six piece. They got tons of like bizarre instruments in the band, like mandolin, violin, saw, glockenspiel.
Saw.
Yeah. They got a ton of, you know, clearly they're multi-instrumentalists, but it takes many a man.
Like when the whole band's like out at a bar after one of the shows, you know, and like, they're picking up on girls like,
what do you
play?
So
what instrument do you play? I play the saw.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so not cool.
No. No, you're right. It isn't cool, but it must be especially difficult to travel with.
Mom, I'm dating a saw player.
Parents are like, oh, we'll never have grandkids.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's still, I liked it. I think it was good.
Yeah, it's pretty all right. Pretty all right. What do you think, Bailey? I think I saw her dancing a little bit. It got the Bailey Rain dance of approval.
Yeah, she is dancing.
Yeah. Man, we got
but that's not saying much. She'll dance to, you know, the keyboard, like
the phone ringing.
Dance to the phone ringing.
The
like
rain
the
hitting the roof.
On the keyboard, you know. She's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm start moving.
I got some friends who are 35, 40 years old that still do that.
There's a groove in there.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
Man. We got a ton of comments from the last show.
Oh, yeah?
Well, five.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
I was reading through them. It's good, great news that Martin sounds like he's might be having a baby.
Woohoo!
Did you hear that?
All you need is love, Martin.
Our Swede. Let's see.
And he also really dug on the Sesame Street song, as many people did.
Yeah.
Well, it was an awfully good pick. Another one of yours, Mitch. Damn it.
That was like apparently I got the name wrong.
Yeah.
the DJ wrong.
Okay, so.
And B, it's totally old.
Okay, half points. Half points for you then. And dude, I...
Is Bailey talking?
Has Bailey been exposed to the Sesame Street yet?
I think I just need to give her a microphone and see what it sounds like. Has she been exposed to Sesame Street itself?
Or? Yeah, yeah. Like, has she watched Sesame Street? I mean, I imagine Bailey doesn't get a lot of TV time.
Yeah.
No.
There's a Sesame Street podcast,
mm-hmm.
which is really actually quite fun. It's got
oh, cool.
Like, there's this new character. His name's Murray.
Murray.
And, he's just like he's so good with kids. You
yeah.
Know? I don't know.
Mesmerizing,
yeah, it's
huh?
Stupid, yeah. But I like it. Yeah, it's funny. Like, you, as a parent, you have to start, like, you have to pick, like, kid content that's stimulating for you, too, or
yeah.
else, it's, you know, or yeah. else you're not going to watch it. Right?
But kids can be pretty picky, too. Even though, like, they're all quite fixed to TVs easily, they can also be kind of picky when they grow up. Like,
sure,
you can't just feed them any Pixar movie or something. They often, like, I've seen, like, my one of my friend's kids, he, like, won't watch anything but this one movie that he just loves. I can't remember the name,
like,
of it.
The Never Ending Story.
Yeah, something like that. And if it's another movie on the TV, he gets so upset until his movie comes on.
Oh, really?
And I don't know how long it'll last.
Yeah, they go through these little neurotic stages, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Bailey hasn't, I don't know.
Bailey seems like a pretty easygoing, smiley young girl.
She's got her thing.
Yeah.
She's got a few little things, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I can't wait to have one. All my friends have been having little girls. I want to have a little girl.
Yeah, little girls are great.
So fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Boys are hyper. My brother has a little boy,
mm-hmm.
and he's same age as Bailey. And he's just so crazy hyper. Like, yeah. He's fun. He's really fun to play with.
How old is he?
He's exactly, like, he's 2 weeks younger than Bailey.
Okay.
And he's just so, like, fired up, you know? And you're, like, you're trying to, like, talk to him and connect with him. He's, like, yeah. so not interested in communication.
Yeah.
It's just, like, he just wants to, like, exercise and be physical. Like, jump up and down and, like, run around and, you know, like.
Yeah, this seems like there's a certain simplicity to boys. Like, it's little baby
they're
boys.
Just, they're very physical.
They're physical, they're and they're pretty straightforward. Like my sister has a boy, and it's like cars, trucks, physical play.
Yeah.
And whereas all of my friends who have girls, there's the way they communicate is differently, but, like, there's so much intricacy in the imaginary world they're in and, like, social interplays and, like, you know, it's incredible how it's sort of, it's just so different. Boys and girls, they're just
early,
so different.
There's, like, definitely an early intelligence with the girls that I've met at this age.
Yeah, it seems to come on early. The sort of the depth to which they mimic or, like, care to mimic adult life.
Yeah, so you're in for it, Martin. Good job.
Well done, man. Your little swimmer swim.
We got another one from Piyush. It says, hey guys, great show. You mentioned iTunes on your show and its lack of DRM-free MP3s. I just wanted to point out one other online music service called eMusic.
Oh, yeah.
I use it all the time. I agree. It's great.
Do you pay the subscription? Is this?
Yeah. It's totally worth it, though. It's like $10 a month.
Yeah.
And if you still have a U.S. credit card, which you probably do.
They're happy to still let you download from the U.K.
Yeah,
for $10 a month.
Yeah, exactly.
That is really good.
And then you get 40 songs a month.
Do you have to actively go on there and pick which ones you want every time, or else you just don't get them?
I think there's a little bit of a rollover, but it doesn't hang out at
too
that
long.
40 level.
Yeah,
like,
gotcha.
It's always it doesn't go like 40 and then 80 and then
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Eventually, you start losing.
So
your
you
air
get
miles.
About you basically you get it like 2 months.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a pretty good deal. That's a really good deal.
Yeah,
and you can get cool. like whole albums and everything, huh?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, wicked.
They don't have everything, but they have a lot of indie music, which is, like, pretty fun to search around for.
That sounds cool.
They have some, like, social recommendation stuff, but it's not.
Not too hot.
Yeah.
Dude, iTunes has gotten really into recommendations. The new
iTunes.
Oh,
that new Genius thing?
I'm a little upset about it.
You don't like it?
Well, the reason I don't like it is because I still use a G4 PowerBook. And like all the new downloads I feel like I'm downloading from Apple are just making my computer slow down more and more. Maybe it's not real. Maybe it's all imagined, but I feel like iTunes is getting heavy, really heavy. And it's starting to bother me. Like now there's a bunch of features I can't even use on it. I'm downloading all this stuff that I can't even use because I'm on a G4 still.
I've been doing this stuff with, so I've got Airport Express. I have an Airport Extreme with hard drives connected to it because I don't have enough room on my computer for all the music that I have and videos and stuff.
Yeah.
So I have an Airport Extreme with a couple hard drives connected to it. And that way I can put my iTunes hard drive, like all my iTunes library on an Air disk or whatever.
Which is just a networked hard drive.
It's just a networked hard
wirelessly networked hard drive. Yeah.
And it's pretty like cool in concept, but like I just kind of struggle to keep it like going. Like every once in a while, you know, you like you want it so that you just you open up your laptop, you click on iTunes, you select a song and it plays.
Yeah.
And like
it's not
half
it's
the
not,
time. Seriously, really? Half the time. I open up my laptop, turn on my iTunes, I select a song, and then it goes, duh.
Yeah, can't find it.
Yeah, can't find it. So then I've got to go back and, like, launch the hard drive. And, like, it's just such a pain. This, it's like, they're so close. They're so close.
But I don't think they are. Like, the concept of your library, is no one has come too close to dealing with your personal library of stuff very well. Like, in so many applications are trying, but it is a real mixture of hardware and software and
content
and content. And how it searches that content, but no one's really doing it well.
Yeah.
I think that the concept of the personal librarian or the invisible personal librarian, you know, is like this ultimate goal. And it seems like a massive, massive, you know, holy grail out there for so many software apps.
Right.
But no one's hitting it.
Well,
iPhoto. Another one, I mean, like, even the Google stuff, the online stuff doesn't quite do it because you're not always online yet. You're not always online.
When are you not always online? What do you mean?
You're not always online. And sometimes when you are, it's just too slow to make it worth your while.
Right.
So, like, even though I have a BlackBerry and I'm always online through my network, it's just too slow. Even if you have 3G, for a lot of this media, it's just too slow.
Right, right.
So, like, being always online doesn't make sense. And now, like, you know, Adobe is trying to do this.
It's not scalable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not scalable and it's not entirely multimedia friendly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and like
it works with emails.
Yeah. So, you know, Adobe's trying to do that bridge of where you can do apps that are partly in your computer and partly online and it syncs things like between, Air. It called? Air. It's called Air. Yeah.
Air is great, actually.
Is it really? I have no idea if they're hitting the mark or not. I have yet to find something that actually makes use of it.
There's some good Twitter apps.
Some good Twitter apps? Yeah. Shut up with your Twitter. I don't get it. You need to school me after the show. Teach me real good.
Yeah, sure. I'm twitter.com/miatch.
Okay. That's where all your disciples can find you.
It's cool, man. You know, I don't know, whatever. I agree with you. Like, it's a complete... You need a 360, you know, to use like stupid, like whatever jargon. You need like a 360 degree solution where you're not just talking about one piece of the puzzle, but that it's all taken care of.
It's all connecting and moving.
And they have things like that out there, like Sonar or something like that is like a thing where, I don't know, like they have these things out there where they do this music, they do the music subscription and the, and the hardware and the software, and it's all totally, you know, closed source. But that's just it, right? It's like, it's closed source. It's proprietary.
Yeah.
And it's like, these proprietary apps are just so irritating because like they're perfect because they have the whole 360 degree solution, but then like you can't like expand it. You know, and you always want to.
Yeah.
You're always like, okay, this is perfect. You know, this is a quote unquote 360 degree solution. But what we actually want is like a spherical solution where it's like, it's our whole, you know, world. It's like, it's not just our music and our hardware and our.
Yeah. Everything's still a patch. Everything's still a small patch.
Yeah. Cause you get these ideas like for every like breakthrough, there's another idea. Oh, and then we could strap this onto it. You know what I mean? And so, yeah. I don't know.
Maybe it's impossible. I mean, they've been dealing with this sort of thing since the 50s. You know, when they were talking about how appliances would save you time and like free up, you know, your time around the house. It's complete garbage.
Yeah.
Nothing ever did. The more appliances you buy, the less time you have because you have to use them.
They just strap you into your house because you've got to. Yeah,
exactly. And it's the same thing. Now appliances are applications and we're still just trying to like figure out how to get them to do everything for us and save us time. But it just doesn't work. It's too frustrating.
Yeah. Have you tried that new Cuisinart app? It's really
annoying. Dude, I'm not going to bother. I'm just going to move off the grid, start, you know, growing marijuana in Mexico.
I know.
Grow my toenails real long.
In the back of my head, I have this friend who lives in Northern California.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, if the economy goes crap and like...
We're moving in with this guy.
Everything like just tanks and there's nowhere to go. Like I still have somewhere to go.
You know?
Like you have to think about those things. Like you have to like... You know, with like the stock market just plunging and like people losing their jobs and
meanwhile,
politicians talking about the end of capitalism.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there's expats in Nevada and Mexico that are happy to grow their corn and farm their stuff and, you know, collect their solar power and just enjoy life.
Yeah.
No bank accounts, no nothing.
Yeah, totally.
That'd be pretty cool. It is a dream. It's a real dream. I could really imagine that, like making my retirement sort of career into doing that kind of thing.
Getting
a completely sustainable off the grid everything. I'd be completely off the grid except for voting.
Well, speaking of the grid
and voting,
I got this George Bush thing. So apparently, now I don't know how accurate this is because I got it off Hype Machine, and sometimes they don't really do. Sometimes the labels there aren't
accurate. Too thorough.
But someone took the Radiohead track, The Gloaming, from the Hail to the Thief album. I think it's DJ Shadow did it, and he added all this George Bush stuff in the front and kind of remixed it. It's pretty cool, so let's check it out.
President entering now the Cincinnati Museum Center. 500 or so invited guests there. The President of the United States.
Thank you all. Terrorists, terrorists, terror, terrorist attacks, terror, terrorism, terror, terrorist, terror, terrorist, terror, terrorist, terror, terrorist attacks, terror, terrorism, terror, terrorist, 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 terror, terrorist
Yeah.
That way, I felt like I was watching Escape from New York or something for a second there. Like,
yeah, or
I
like
was definitely like booking across a bridge.
I was thinking Jack
Bauer.
Lasers
shooting into the sky.
Yeah.
And like George Bush was.
I was thinking more 24.
Giggling maniacally.
Yeah definitely. That was good.
He doesn't laugh
it was
maniacally. He just giggles maniacally.
He just speaks in this southern, innocent, maniacal way.
He just completely destroys capitalism.
So where are you going to be during the election?
I don't know. I guess probably on my couch.
I want to know where our listeners are going to be, because I feel like this election, everyone is going to be somewhere special. Like it's New Year's. It's like, okay, everything's changing tonight at midnight ish.
That's a very optimistic view. It could also be like the Challenger explosion.
Well, no, either way, everything's changing. Either everyone's moving out of the country or everyone's going to just hang out for a while and see how it goes.
Have you been watching like the recent developments among the McCain supporters?
Yeah, that's been tumultuous.
They are getting like
they're getting
crazy.
Twisted. Yeah, they're getting twisted. They're getting really extremist and also
like,
really
people
upset.
People think he's a terrorist just because of his name.
Well, yeah, but they're also getting upset. Have you been noticing how they've
like,
been getting upset
you,
at
like
McCain too?
I like watched some YouTube videos of like people being interviewed about Obama and like why they think he's a terrorist, and like, well, it's in his name,
yeah,
you know, and Barack they get, Hussein,
I know.
Obama,
and these
you
people
know,
are getting like, upset are you, at McCain for being too polite to him, for being too respectful of Obama, and it's like, what?
Yeah,
how can you get upset at him for like you know having respect for his fellow senator?
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
Well, the thing is though, is McCain isn't like he's not well supported by the Republican
by the right
base.
Even with Palin, that was what Palin was all about.
Right. Well, she is right. So,
but he's not by association.
In a sense, by having her. Yeah, you would think that she would elevate his status, but in a sense, she's just highlighting like the difference between him as a moderate Republican and like, the far right, you know, and like
the moderate maverick versus the extreme maverick. Have you been watching?
Are you maverick enough?
Yeah. Have you been watching any of the Tina Fey videos?
Saturday Night Live stuff is so funny.
I just can't wait till they do more. I just can't wait. In a way, I kind of half hope that McCain wins so there can be more Tina Fey stuff.
Yeah, it's really good, though. But if you think about it, like, neither McCain, like, the McCain and the Obama impersonations are, like, they're not really that funny. Like, they're just kind of mediocre.
Yeah, but the Tina Fey thing
is
spot on.
It's like
on.
The characters that they're trying to imitate. They're just not really, they're not caricatures. Like George Bush is a caricature.
Yeah, he begs for it.
You know, Palin is a caricature of herself. Like,
these
characters. But yeah, and even like Bill Clinton is like, you know,
especially after the Monica Lewinsky scandal. Yeah,
exactly. There's a lot
where all his diplomacy went to like all the wrong reasons and efforts. Yeah.
But anyway,
man, well, it's going to be fascinating. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm planning on figuring out how to stay up all night.
So did you send in your ballot?
No, I haven't even gotten it yet. I think I'm a little late for my absentee ballot.
Did you register?
Yeah. I've been registered. Yeah,
you don't have it yet.
But I have. No. Well, I've never been permanently signed up to have my absentee ballot always sent to me.
You're not actually here.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you're here now.
No, I'm totally here.
Oh, you're legal.
No, I'm totally here. Yeah, no, I'm all about this. I'm above board. They didn't even question me last time I came. Usually they question me and take me aside when I fly into the country, and now they don't even question me anymore, so I'm too legit to quit.
Yeah, dude. You're all married and shit.
Yeah. Man, that was why we've been gone so long, by the way. One of the reasons why we've been gone so long is I got married.
2 week honeymoon?
I got married in the middle of September and then a 2 week honeymoon.
Shit, dog.
You know, Mitch, you can do these shows without me. I'm not going to cry.
I can, but I won't.
I love you.
Oh.
I love you, Mitch.
Oh, damn.
I love you.
Big hug.
Right there.
Oh!
It's right in the heart. Right in the heart area. Yeah, so we were in Morocco for 2 weeks. It was gorgeous. But I still, like, Fiona was really kind. She was really kind to let me
cater a couple of days specifically around either Formula One races or presidential debates.
Wow.
Yeah, which is really nice. Like a couple of days wasted on either Formula One races or presidential debates.
Nice.
Real nice. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was a good holiday.
Good times. Yeah. So you were able to squeeze in like nothing.
No, absolutely nothing all the time. Right. It was 12 hours. Right. 12 hours sleep.
That's
and then
not a common European thing. Like, typically, like, not that you were in, I mean, you were in Morocco, you weren't in Europe, but the European travel style is to, you know, go and sightsee and museum. Yeah.
Be
and
sociable.
Be social and go out to eat and, like.
No, well, it was impossible for us because not only were we in, well, although Morocco is the most European of African countries, it's predominantly Islamic and. It was Ramadan.
Oh, right.
So not only so were we like outside booze. Of the like major cities, but there were no booze and no one was eating.
Right.
So like there was like two we landed in Marrakesh. We enjoyed Marrakesh for a day and then we drove south and stayed at different towns along the coast for like 3 days, each town all the way south until you got into Western Sahara. And then we went about as far south as we went just north of Western Sahara. And then we went back through the mountains up to Marrakesh. But, like everywhere we'd go, there'd be about, it was just after the tourist season. So there'd be about two restaurants open in each town. And at night there would be and all day long, there'd be nothing but men. We didn't see any women really in any of these towns all the way south, which was a bit of a shock to us. Cause we thought Morocco was more, a little bit more, a little bit more progressive, but might've been that it's just Ramadan.
No, but that's what everyone, I've had two or three friends. I've had several friends go to Morocco on honeymoons.
Yeah.
And they've all sort of said, well, it wasn't, I thought it was going to be like a little bit more European.
The Europe of Africa.
Cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
And it was actually pretty straight up.
Yeah. Like, Marrakesh definitely is Marrakesh. But we didn't go to Casablanca or Rabat or anything, but we went to Marrakesh, one of the other major cities. And it was definitely more progressive. But like once you leave Marrakesh, you're not in Europe anymore in a way.
We're going Ren and I are going to Turkey, I think.
Oh, cool, man. Where?
Ren's doing a ton of research.
Oh, awesome.
Istanbul, and
that'll be awesome.
I don't know where else. So
wow, when are you gonna do
we're
that?
Gonna try and take a week, like first week of November or something.
Oh,
like that.
Cool,
like,
man.
Soon.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, so we're fired up about that.
I'll bet. Dude, I would love to go out there. I really want to explore the coast of Turkey.
Yeah.
And
I want to go to Croatia, too. I really want to go there. And
yeah, well, all of Eastern Europe just seems like a brilliant thing to be checking out. My friend Mark and I, we've made a plan. We decided that we're going to celebrate our 20th anniversary of being friends, which is, you know, 20th anniversary. Why not?
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet. Anyway, we decided that we're going to definitely be exploring that Eastern Europe area and hopefully learn to kite surf on the Adriatic.
No biggie.
Yeah, no biggie. Yeah. Just chilling. Yeah. I just think that seems like that? Eastern Europe is calling, and it seems like a good thing to go explore with buddies.
I know. It's like Ren and I are talking about leaving in July, and it's like now I'm like, oh, so I have to cram all the things that I've been wanting
to do
since
in Europe
here. Like,
gotta get the stamps and the passport quick.
6 months. Yeah. So I don't know. Starting to feel crazy, but
yeah. Well, you guys have moved around a lot more than I have in your time here.
Have we?
Yeah, way more. Well, I've been on lockdown in England for a while, but you've been all over the place.
It doesn't feel like it. I
really
still feel like
barely
just
dropping
the
bucket.
Surface. Yeah.
You haven't been to the Nordic countries, have you?
Yeah, Sweden.
Wait, did you guys go on holiday up there? Oh.
Yeah. Just to Stockholm.
Yeah.
That counts.
Yeah, definitely.
It's only the biggest Nordic country. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I want to go all the way up. I want to go and like see
all the way
Northern
up Finland
Lights
and stuff.
And like,
yeah, me too.
Well, let's play some more music.
We're definitely.
Getting down to
what
it.
Do we got? We got like two left.
Yeah. We got two. We got one more. Of mine, and then a couple Halloween tunes. Do you want to play the Halloween tunes now, or do you want to play them at the end?
Let's play them at the end.
I'm calling your two
tunes. Let's get in the mood.
Halloween tunes.
Let's get. Thanks. No, that's cool. I don't mind being.
You've got Circus Devils and Oh, you horny monster.
My kind of
the
Halloween.
Funny thing is you pick those without even thinking that they're Halloween tunes. You're just like, oh, yeah.
It is the season. It just, you know, it just creeps in. Let's go with the block of Halloween. So let's play your last pick.
Okay, we'll play Dosh right now, and then we'll jump into the Halloween stuff after that.
Thank you.
ethereal.
Yeah. It's cool.
That's that word. Ethereal. Ethereal.
Hmm?
Anyone? I always wondered about that. Yeah. Damn. I know. I'm getting deep. Let me know if I'm too deep for you.
Wow.
I'll stop. I'll get more shallow. So anyone hang out with Paris Hilton lately? Oh, dude. So apparently, I love this story. I read that Diesel, you know, the brand, they had their 30th anniversary party in London yesterday. And this was in the London Light newspaper. And Paris Hilton was a special guest, right? So Paris Hilton shows up with her camera entourage, her like video camera entourage, because she's doing a new reality show called like My New Ex-Boyfriend or something. And unfortunately, no one was outside to greet her. No one cared enough to show up because Paris Hilton was there. So they had, and this was in the paper, they had to grab all the people in the smoking area of the party and pull them outside and force them to fake interest in Paris Hilton's arrival. And it's been corroborated. I have a friend that works at Selfridges, the big department store on Oxford Street. They had Paris Hilton do a showing there. And Paris Hilton refused to come out because there weren't enough people outside. This was like the summer. There weren't enough people that were interested in seeing her. And so they had to get all the employees of Selfridges to hang out around where she was going to come out and like applaud and pretend to be really glad she was there. Paris Hilton comes out and goes, "Thanks, everyone. I love London," and goes back inside. I love this stuff. I love seeing the mighty fall for good reason.
Well, people, it's funny because it's just, there's different celebrities here.
Yeah.
Know? I mean, like, no one would do that with Russell Brand.
No, right? But he's still in his heyday.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, maybe he'll become.
But, I mean, arguably, Paris is still in her heyday in America.
Possibly.
It's just,
I suppose.
Here, like, people are like, oh, who are you?
Yeah.
Not who are you, but sort of like, who cares? You
know? Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Paris Hilton also, does she? I can't say that. I was going to say she ushers in the new like realm of pointless celebrity. But actually, there's
she's the modern day Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Zsa Zsa Gabor at least was in movies that people know. You know, like Paris Hilton has never been in a movie. She's been in movies, but none
she's
that anyone
a celebrity
knows.
For being a celebrity.
And nothing else. Absolutely nothing else. Yeah. What was that girl, the coochie 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 one? What was her name? Not Zsa Zsa Gabor. It was on the tip of the tongue.
Ava Gabor?
No, she wore like the banana kind of hat, you know?
Oh,
the,
yeah.
That one.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
That's the closest I can. No.
No, with the. She's Latina, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chi-chi. I want to say
Chi-chi.
Chi-chi? Oh, forget it. We're useless. Anyway, that's the closest thing, the closest similarity I can come up with.
So, two things. I have a couple I have two more comments to read. But also before I do that, I want to talk about this guy Dosh.
We just played.
His name is Martin Luther King Chavez Dosh.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Are you sure Jesus isn't in there? That's heavy. Martin Luther King, Zsa Zsa Dosh Jesus,
born in 72, and he's from Minneapolis, and his label is Anticon, and
God, with a name like that, you're just destined for something. It might be a little crippling, even.
He goes by Martin Dosh, but Martin Luther King Chavez Dosh, you know,
powerful
activist parents,
yeah. Radicals, you might say.
Radicals. I think he's really, I think he has a cool thing going on.
He does have something. Where did you find him?
I have no idea.
No idea. Just through the ether. The real ether.
Exactly. Back to that again. So, and then I want to go into a couple of comments. So we got one, we got two from Aaron, who it's in a two part series. So I'll read the first one about our last show. Loved it, most of it, especially Deuce. But I'll have to take most the dare. Dub Trio didn't quite do it for me because I think you might.
How
have
dare you? How dare you?
It wasn't bad by any means, but I had the constant sensation of being ready for vocals to kick in the next bar. I totally agree.
I agree
too. And then they didn't.
Yeah, they really could do with more epic echoey dub vocals.
Also back about digital music and compression, there being a right and wrong way, of course, but basically true summary of what I was going to say about digital compression. The other step of significance is the final conversion back to analog signal to drive a speaker. Sorry. The other step of significance is the final conversion back to an analog signal to drive a speaker.
Yeah, good. That's a good point.
Good point. The popular component responsible for this is called DAC, digital analog converter. If you're playing from a computer, you want a sound card with a high quality DAC.
I need to look into that because I'm looking at building my own home media server.
So if you're doing what I'm doing with this whole Airport Express and then Airport Extreme, like it's compressing every little node along the network. So by the time it gets to my speakers, it's like this the digital audio compression is like super, super uber. Oh, I gotta say goodnight.
Goodnight, Bailey. Goodnight, Bailey. Night, 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 Bailey. Mm. Bailey's in her jammies. Bye, Bailey. She's waving goodbye.
So by the time you get to your, by the time it actually gets to your speaker, it's gone through so many different compression points because you've got your MP3 compression,
your Wi-Fi,
and then your Wi-Fi compression, and then you know out to the speakers, and
it's like, what's the goddamn point by that point?
Like, yeah, it's like, but it's so funny because if I played song for song from a vinyl record and versus an MP3, even if I do like 256 KBS, like it's a noticeable difference, and it's like on the record you have a little crackle, but part of that is because it's not the MP3, and I think this is Aaron's point. It's not that I'm playing it through an MP3, especially if I'm doing 256. I'm doing a pretty good quality MP3. It's that I've got there's so many things along the line, you know, that are recompressing it and maybe not at even the best quality.
Yeah.
That it ends up sounding worse. And then he says in the next message, whoa, somehow I missed the tech discussion at the end of the episode the first time. I must have run out of commute before I ran out of podcast. Anyways, you don't actually need to use a CDR to get silly DRM off your iTunes tracks. Install some virtual drive software like DTools, then have iTunes burn your CD to a virtual drive on your machine. Then use something like ISO Buster to load the data file as a drive and point your ripper at it. Much faster and easier. Of course, even more recommended is vote against DRM with your wallet and buy your tracks from someplace that doesn't have DRM to
start
with.
Like eMusic.
I find Amazon Music Store highly respectable.
Oh, they do the same kind of like track sales thing?
And eMusic does the same thing.
I didn't know Amazon did that.
And MySpace.com just launched a new music service in the US.
Really?
With Amazon.com as our distribution partner.
Oh.
So it's completely DRM free.
Wait, are you guys going to like automatically link bands that have tracks on MySpace to if they're available on Amazon? Are you just going to automatically crawl through and do that link so I can just buy the track if I want?
Yeah, so you're in the UK, so you're not seeing what everyone sees in the US.
Right.
But you will in January.
Right.
So if I go
into like Rage Against the Machine's MySpace page and there's a track on there, People of the Sun, can I just like go straight to Amazon and buy it or buy it through
No, it's even easier than that. So in the US, you go to Rage Against the Machine's Amazon.com site. And they have every song that Rage Against the Machine has published.
Yeah.
And you can just click buy. And then it's like you can use the one click Amazon buy thing that it just goes right from MySpace onto your hard drive.
Oh, slick. Slick.
It's pretty cool.
Are the prices pretty similar?
Yeah, it's 99 cents a track.
Interesting.
I think there's variable pricing. I think it depends.
Does MySpace
the promotional stuff is like,
when you guys do that, do you guys mark up the price at all? Or is it really just about traffic so it doesn't matter? You don't mark up the price of the track, you just
it's a good tool for you to have traffic.
Well, for us, it's like we want to make music social. So yeah. It's if so, like Amazon is, you know, a good partner for us because they have like this huge library and a great purchasing engine. But
you don't make profits off
of. And we're a good partner for them because we have all the social activity. So
yeah.
The whole thing is like with iTunes, you're just going straight to a big library yeah. and buying it.
Yeah.
But you're not necessarily discovering new stuff.
Right.
And you're not, and you know, whereas like people, in addition to this whole new buying thing, you'll be able to do like playlists, right? So you can just like start grabbing songs from all over the site
yeah.
and make a playlist and like share it with your friends.
Yeah.
And like that whole like experience is much more,
yeah,
especially pretty cool. Like you can build all these playlists and people can listen to all the music you're collecting and
yeah,
you know, this is your Halloween mix and this is your
yeah.
indie rock mix or whatever.
Okay. But gotcha.
As far as the money is concerned and all that stuff, it's like there's a whole,
it's a tool. It's not a money making.
For us, it's just traffic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's traffic. It's about the tool because that's where your traffic comes from.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's like all the hosting costs and something, all that, like the hosting costs and like the legal fees and everything else, like that's all going to probably balance out. So, you know, if we'll be doing pretty good if we break even, but
yeah. Gotcha. That's interesting. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe we should get on to Dan's music guru Halloween mix tracks.
So let's just play these back to back and call it a night.
It reminds me, this whole thing, I can't help but be reminded of this concept of a guru these days with the Twitter and with like this idea of publishing all your stuff all the time and your music tracks and your playlists. I just keep thinking like everyone's a guru in a way. Everyone's looking for a few followers. You don't have to have many.
I think about like this. So we were like the first version of the internet was like, you know, web 1.0.
Yeah.
It was like putting pictures on the web.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, oh my gosh, we can now, it's not just about like text swimming around and emails. It's like now we have, you know, NCSA Mosaic and Netscape and, you know, the first version of Internet Explorer and like, and all that. And then, like web 2.0 is user generated content where everyone was like talking about, you know, contributing to all that, to that web space. Now I think we're in this sort of third phase where it's user edited content, right? There's so much noise going on. There's so many things happening that it's like you need, it's like you go into a bookstore.
Yeah.
You're just like overwhelmed with all these choices.
Yeah.
And
you
don't know where to look. And then there's tags for browsing by category or whatever, but it just doesn't make any sense. But then you go to your friend's house and like they have a handful of books and they're like, here, read this.
You know?
And it's like, that's what's happening now is like,
yeah,
people are editing the
library,
creating personal recommendations for their friends. And they're pulling internet or like they're pulling the internet around in swirls and stuff. And it's like, I don't know.
No, that's a good,
it's like your friend list becomes your guru. It's not just an individual. It's like a, you know, it's almost like a group guru.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like the aggregation.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Like things.
Duh, that organizes my thoughts. That organizes my concerns and my thoughts.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I'm dead serious. Sarcasmo. I'm dead serious, Mitch.
I've got 1%.
Where can I buy your book?
Laptop. I'm going to play these tracks. And
do.
Let's go.
We should just say goodnight.
Say goodnight. And then, okay, next episode, the competition.
The competition.
The showdown.
Yeah. Yeah. Mono y mono via audio.
All right. Good night.
Night, night.
Of the truest passion, of fresh in the frozen sky.